Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, who, of course, can be found on Drive Times, that's me, Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. Anyway, more on that a bit later. What a podcast I've got for you today. Tyson Fury, heavyweight champion of the world, chat a bit later on, but we begin with the greatest cup competition in the world, where, of course, Antonio Conte's Spurs were hilariously dumped out of the FA Cup after losing to Middlesbrough. This was the fallout on the TalkSport Network.
Middlesbrough have a second Premier League scalp in the FA Cup. It was Manchester United in round four. It's Tottenham Hotspur who bite the dust in round five.
Look, you can go out and play poor. You can have a bad night at the office. But what you can't do is have a lack of effort. And tonight, what I saw from Spurs was a lack of effort, a lack of mentality. Where's that winning mentality where you want to go out and die for the shirt and get into the quarterfinals of the FA Cup?
I'm done with this team. Absolutely done. Conte should do himself a big, big favour and leave, because he's ruining his reputation being at our poison club. The players do not want it. That's the problem.
I think Conte is to blame for that defeat. You look at him on the touchline tonight. He had no passion. He wasn't directing the play. He looked totally lackluster, disinterested. He had nothing tonight. And what I don't get is why he didn't bring on some fresh legs earlier. We looked out on the floor for some reason.
At the end, Middlesbrough deserved to go to the next round. And great compliment to the players and the manager. And for sure, we had to learn. We had to learn about this defeat, to try to improve and to continue to improve and to try to avoid in the future to have this type of disappointment again.
This is the angriest I've probably been in my life. I've had enough. I've thrown the TV for a start. TV's gone.
You've thrown the TV?
You did what?
I've thrown the TV. I promise you, I've launched it across the room. I'm sick of it.
Hold on. You can't just dismiss that, John. Where was the TV? It wasn't one of those on the wall, was it?
I gave it a left foot pump, and it was, I say, if I was out on that pitch tonight,
you'd have been sent off.
You've thrown your TV across your living room?
TV's gone. He's gone.
I've always felt like one man who didn't get enough time was Tim Sherwood. I think he's still available. I don't know if that's something that we can look at potentially for the future. I don't know what your views are on it.
Come on, Sean.
When did Spurs last win a trophy, right? What year was it?
I was in the squad. So
2008.
2008. 2008!
I was commentating for Chelsea TV that day.
Yeah, right? We beat Chelsea. Jonathan Woodgate scores a header off. Yeah. And we win. That's the last trophy. Do you know, I've been married, divorced, had four kids, retired, been on Celebrity Big Brother. Got a new career, a new partner, and Spurs still. I'm still sat here talking about Spurs not winning a trophy. Tell me how that is acceptable for a top six club. Teenage Whisper.
Josh Coburn has a night to remember, lashing home the winner in the 107th minute. Quite brilliant from Chris Wilder.
I think especially sort of when it went into extra time, we were really asking the questions. You know, you always feel one ball from Kane to Son, it's all over. But we managed to deal with that, and we had a threat at the other end, and obviously Josh, young Josh, will pick up the headlines and deservedly so, because it's a fabulous night for him and a fabulous finish to win a great cup tie for us.
And Manchester City lead by 2-0 here. Jack Grealish with his first ever FA Cup goal. Ball played over the top, Grealish running onto it, slotting it under the goalkeeper. It's Peterborough 0, Manchester City 2.
Pep's just a born winner, and that's what he wants to do, win everything, so he let us know. I think you can see from the strength of our team tonight. I don't know if people thought that we was going to play a less strength side, but you know, we come out here, finally got the job done in the end, so through to the next round.
But Patrick Vieira, who's enjoyed so much success in this competition down the years as a player, can he, in his first season in management in England, perhaps take Crystal Palace to Wembley? They have beaten Stoke City here by 2-1.
Yeah, it's a really exciting period, moment, I would say it. But he's still one step before Wembley. But we are pleased and we are happy to go to the next round. But I was really disappointed with the way that we played, because I think today we didn't play well, we didn't use the ball well enough, we didn't create enough chances, and we didn't defend well as a team. So if we want to go further, we will have to play better.
On now to boxing. And TalkSport will broadcast the exclusive rights to the world title clash as Tyson Fury takes on Dillian White on Saturday, April the 23rd at Wembley Stadium. The fight will be Tyson's first title defence in this country. Astonishingly, White didn't even turn up for the press conference, and Fury told TalkSport's Adi Oladipo that he will regret that decision.
And the referee has waved the fight over. Tyson Fury is still the WBC heavyweight champion of the world.
It's fantastic for my family, my legacy, everything. To be boxing at the Capital Stadium with 100,000 people in a world title fight, you know, it doesn't happen every day. Mm. And this is why it's a shame for Dillian, because although his advice would have been not to go to the press conference with his promoter and whoever else, his advisors,
yeah,
then for him as a person and as a sportsman, as a boxer, It's bad for him.
He's going to miss this, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to miss it for sure. Whether it's he don't want to sell any tickets, or whatever he doesn't want to do, that's business aside. Then this is a sport as well. So for him and his own legacy and belief in him, it's not very good for him. Whether he wants to admit that or not, in years to come, he will know that he probably should have turned up here today.
Can't wait to punch Dillian White's face right in, mate. I'm going to give him the best idea he's ever had in his life, boy.
Dillian White, I'm already in his mind now, because he couldn't come here today for whatever reasons. He didn't want to do the talking, didn't want to do the face-to-faces, didn't want to do the back-and-forths. So for him not wanting to get involved in the mind games, I'm already in his mind for free. Whether he likes it or not, I'm already in his mind because he didn't turn up today.
Tyson Fury, where you at, baby?
Is there still hope, excitement that maybe could happen? Some people are looking at this as almost two semi-finals, you versus White, him to face Usyk, when obviously Usyk comes through the situation.
Yeah, I really would have loved to fight with Anthony Joshua, and I really hope that he can beat Alexander Usyk. Mm. I really do. People will say, oh no, you don't really mean that. But I really do mean it, because that would be an amazing showdown back at Wembley, or wherever it might be. He's got to win this fight, because if he loses again, then that fight's gone. But hopefully he wins it. I don't like to talk about what's going on in the world and all that with other people's problems, but it's not looking good that for his rematch, in my opinion. Obviously, no one could have anticipated what's going on at the moment. And even in a month ago, this wasn't even a thing. So a lot can change, and things do change. So I'm optimistic, but I'm very, very looking forward to fighting Dillian. And I'm looking forward to an even better fight than I hope it will be.
Now, the Chelsea boss, Thomas Tuchel, has been speaking ahead of the clash with Luton tonight in the FA Cup, live on TalkSport. However, due to owner Roman Abramovich's involvement in trying to broker peace between Russia and Ukraine, attention turned to the conflict. In an emotional plea, Tuchel said that he cannot answer any more war-related questions.
No, listen, you have to stop. I'm not a politician. You have to stop, honestly. I can only repeat it. And I even feel bad to repeat it, because I never experienced war. So even to talk about it, I feel bad because I'm very privileged. I sit here in peace and I do the best I can, but you have to stop asking me these questions. I have no answers for you.
On now to the Premier League action, where Sean Dyche's Burnley lost to Brendan Rodgers, Leicester at Turf Moor.
Yeah, it ends here. Burnley 0, Leicester 2. Two late goals from the super subs. Maddison and Vardy wrap the points up. Burnley stay in the bottom three. Leicester go 12th. Burnley 0, Leicester 2.
It's just great having Vards back in again and being around it because he's such a catalyst for the team. And he just brings a different energy to the game and with his runs and his movement. And he's a natural goal scorer, so he gets his goal. And James coming into the team, just bringing that quality in the last 20 minutes. He finds the space between the lines really well. He scores a brilliant goal, it's a wonderful finish, and that really sort of gives that platform then for the last 15 minutes or so.
We've got to be careful, it's a season's work, we're not the real deal, I say it every season. You know, we know that there's times when it doesn't work for us and the collective performance is not where it needs to be, and I thought it was more about that tonight. You know, not enough players were right on top of their performance, whereas we have been lately. You know, we've had performances where a quiet player is still giving you a really decent performance. Tonight, three or four I thought were below the mark.
Now, Jurgen Klopp has been speaking to TalkSport's Ian Abrahams ahead of Liverpool's FA Cup fifth round tie against Norwich tonight, live on TalkSport 2. And after winning the Carabao Cup at the weekend, Klopp played down the Reds' chances of winning the quadruple.
It is Liverpool's day. How much of it will be Liverpool's season? A potential quadruple still on the cards. Leg one is in the book.
I'm not sure how you all get to that story because, okay, the only team who could win the quadruple is us because we won the first competition. That's easy. So, but even City, with all the quality they have in the last few years, couldn't win the quadruple. And it says pretty much everything because there's so many teams. So again, starting with Norwich, which is already the biggest problem we have, and then talking about West Ham and all these kind of things and who's coming up, I don't know, even know. It's really difficult. And that's why nobody has to dump any kind of excitement down. It's just the reality. The reality to win something is that you have to be focused on the next step and not on the one after that. So otherwise you will struggle. And that's what we do.
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle, and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, chatting to TalkSport's James Savundra, claiming that Dillian White was being greedy, wanting more money for their upcoming heavyweight clash.
Please, sir, I want some more.
Very greedy, it sounds, again. He's getting his highest payday, over $8 million. Last purse was 250 grand. So, you know, I don't know what that is. How much is that more? How many times more is that? How many 250 grand can you fit in 8 million? Quick maths, come on, snappy. Come on, you went to 16, school, I didn't.
16? No, 32.
32 times?
And Warren helped us out there.
His biggest purse. 32 times his biggest purse, and he wants more. Come on, the man who's won the British heavyweight title is his biggest title he's ever won, and he wants more money. Have a rest, have a day off, will you? Not only is Dillian getting his biggest payday, I'm getting my biggest payday as well, so I'm here to put on a show, I'm here to entertain, and that's what we do. We get down, we throw down, we give everything. The fans are going to see a really good fight on the night, and I cannot wait to punch his face in.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time at 4 p.m. today alongside the wonderful Darren Bent. A reminder that straight after us at 7 p.m, it's Luton against Chelsea. That, of course, being the FA Cup fifth round. It's live on TalkSport. And over on TalkSport 2, it's Liverpool against Norwich, also in the FA Cup fifth round. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.